We're speaking with a Minnesota jazz icon, Patti Peterson. But you can't talk to Patti without her family coming up. Back in Mom and Dad's day, jazz was pop. They played jazz standards, composers such as Gershwin and Rodgers and Hart. Before the era of the LP record, Mom and Dad played live on radio, in clubs, at private parties. As a kid, Patti didn't realize this jazz family background was setting her up for a life in music.
As it turns out, when I got into my early teens and I had been playing classical piano for 10 years, I had an opportunity to play keyboards in my first band at 14. That led to becoming a front singer after my first time I had a lead in a musical. And at 16 years old, when I got bitten by the showbiz bug, I went, oh, wow, this is for me. So, although I cut my teeth on what we call jazz, my first love was actually R&B. But singing with my mother through the years, we always resorted to the jazz standards. And it stayed with me. It's a part of me. It will never not be a part of me.
Patti, you've always kept the family jazz thing going, having performed and recorded with your brothers and sisters and your mother.
We lost our dad at a very young age, but we really became closer as a result. Now, the songs that I do with my mom, we decided one day for Mother's Day to celebrate, we would put them on CD. And we'd have some of the family come and join. But we also continued our concert performing as a family and created compilation discs. But we had that opportunity to do a CD together back a few years ago. And we will never forget. It was live in the studio, something that isn't done very often anymore. And we got a great result.
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them there. Something with them there eyes. You'd better watch it if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them there eyes.
Patti, that's your mother, Jeannie Arlen Peterson. You and some other Peterson kids, them there eyes. But you also do some unexpected things, and who'd have thought you take something from folk singer Michael Johnson and turn it into jazz.
I was really attracted to rhythm and blues when I was in my teens, R&B as we call it, the Motown sound. So even though I cut my teeth on jazz like my siblings, Linda, Billy, Ricky, and Paul, we also have a great love for R&B. So that was in my blood, even though I went back and forth between singing R&B and jazz. And I've done my share of jazz CDs with my family, and I decided it was time to do something where my heart lived, and that is the merging of both styles in the contemporary jazz vein. And my latest CD is called The Very Thought of You. On it is the song that you're referring to, and it's called Bluer Than Blue. Smooth jazz is a type of contemporary jazz. Lots of saxophone, lots of great chord changes. And it's just, even though it's kind of a sad message in the tune, it's a happy, easygoing sounding jazz style. I love this song, and I love performing it too.
And when you're gone, looks like things are gonna be easier. And life will should be glad, but I'm bluer than blue. Sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room
are speaking with Patti Peterson about the different phases of her career. And Patti, you do hardcore jazz, but you also delve into the pop and rhythm and blues repertoires to balance out your performances. Now, you've got a recording that's never been released of a song that you've done for decades, Aretha Franklin's Respect.
Right, I do. And, you know, I have to say that I'm stealing a line from Nancy Wilson, the great jazz vocalist. She says I'm a song stylist about herself. That's what I would say about myself, too. So whatever the audience wants and whatever I'm hired to do, I can be the chameleon and sing jazz, sing R&B, sing pop. But I would say that the R&B vein, I've sung some of these songs for so long that when you have your group of friends that you work with on the bandstand, you have that ability to recreate a song that's been around for decades and put your own stamp on it, as the Aretha Franklin song Respect shows. It's an Otis Redding tune, so even his version is so different from Aretha's, and mine is so different than Aretha's as well, in that pop contemporary R&B vein. I love this tune. It's really a great dance tune, too.
What you want, baby, I've got it. What you need, you know I've got it. All I'm asking for is a little respect. Baby, when I get home,
Patti, the standard vision audience members have of the music scene is that, well, there's the singer and there's the band and there's the concert hall, but frequently you're hired to do a specific kind of thing for an organization, and you do motivational.
That's the title I've put on that category. Whether I'm invited to sing what we call a power ballad for a gala, or if I'm singing a church service, which I can do either a hymn or I can do a contemporary piece that really, if you look between the lines, you can find God in there.
Frequently in the motivational songs that you do, it's the lyrics that really grab audiences. What is in the song Home that really gets to you?
I think it's a great example of what happens in life. We have experiences, we get stretched beyond our comfort zone, and we always come back to center. Home is where love is. Home is where family is. Even if you've had different horizons and visions, which everybody has, coming home is always what we want. It's really important for me to sing that song because of a personal health experience I had 10 years ago. And when I sing the first line of "When I Think of Home, I Think of a Love Surrounding Me," and I remember what my family was like for me when I returned home from my illness. And I like to be able to touch people's heart with the message in that song. And it gives them a feeling of knowing I've been there too. It's just not me singing at them. I'm singing with them.
Maybe we can look inside our hearts to find.
Thanks very much, Patti Peterson. I don't think any musician better exemplifies what it means to be grounded in family and making broad contributions. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.